gilded china Bierstein that played Ich bin ein Ratterseddschwein from The Student Horse was locked in a glass-fronted cabinet as a treasure too great for common display and had earned Sherl Og's picture a permanent place on the dresser. Nanny Og had already cleared a space on the table for the green ball. She looked up sharply when Agnes entered.
"You were a long time. Been dallying," she said in an armour-piercing voice.
"Nanny, Granny would have said that," said Agnes reproachfully. Nanny shivered.
"You're right, girl," she said. "Let's find her quickly, eh? I'm too cheerful to be a crone."
"There's odd creatures everywhere," said Agnes. "There's loads of centaurs. We had to dive into the ditch."
"Ah, I did notice you'd got grass and leaves on your dress," said Nanny, "but I was too polite to mention it."
"Where are they all coming from?"
"Down out of the mountains, I suppose. Why did you bring Soapy Sam back with you?"
"Because he's covered in mud, Nanny," said Agnes sharply, "and I said he could have a wash down here."
Is this really a witch's cottage?" said Oates, staring at the assembled ranks of augury.
"Oh, dear," said Nanny.
"Pastor Melchior said they are sinks of depravity and sexual excess."
The young man took a nervous step backwards, knocking against a small table and causing a blue clockwork ballerina to begin a jerky pirouette to the tune of Three Blind Mice.
"Well, we've got a sink all right," said Nanny. "What's your best offer?"
"I suppose we should be grateful that was a Nanny Og comment," said Agnes. "Don't wind him up, Nanny. It's been a busy morning."
Which way's the pump?" said Oates.
Agnes pointed. He hurried out gratefully.
"Wetter than a thunderstorm sandwich," said Nanny, shaking her head.
"Granny was seen up above the long lake," said Agnes, sitting down at the table.
Nanny looked up sharply.
"On that bit of moor," she said.
"Yes,
that's bad. That's gnarly country up there."
"Gnarly?
All scrunched up."
"What?
I've been up there. It's just heather and gorse, and there's a few old caves at the end of the valley."
"Oh, really? Looked up at the clouds, did you? Oh, well, let's have a go."
When Oates came back, scrubbed and shining, they were arguing. They looked rather embarrassed when they saw him.
"I said it'd need three of us," said Nanny, pushing the glass ball aside, "especially if she's up there. Gnarly ground plays merry hell with scrying. We just ain't got the power."
"I don't want to go back to the castle.
Magrat's good at this sort of thing."
"She's got a little baby to look after, Nanny."
"Yeah, in a castle full of vampires. Think about that. No knowing when they'll get hungry again. Better for them both to be out of it. But you get her out now. I'd come myself, but you said I'd just sit there grinning."
Agnes suddenly pointed a finger at Oates.
"You."
Me?
He quavered. "You said you could see there were vampires, didn't you?"
"I did."
"You did?"
"That's right. I did. And?
You didn't find your mind becoming all pink and happy?"
"I don't think my mind has ever been pink and happy," said Oates.
"So why didn't they get through to you?"
Oates smiled uneasily and fished in his jacket.
"I am protected by the hand of Om," he said.
Nanny inspected the pendant. It showed a figure trussed across the back of a turtle.
"You say," she said. "That's a good wheeze, then."
"Just as Om reached out his hand to save the prophet Brutha from the torture, so will he spread his wings over me in my time of trial," said Oates.
But he sounded as though he was trying to reassure himself rather than Nanny. He went on.
"I've got a pamphlet if you would like to know more."
And this time the tone was much more positive, as if the existence of Om was a little uncertain, whereas the existence of pamphlets was obvious to any open-minded, rational-thinking person.
"Don't," said Nanny.
She let the medallion go.
"Well, Brother Purdori never needed any magic jewellery for fighting off people, that's all I can say."
"No, he just used to breathe alcohol all over them," said Agnes.
"Well, you're coming with me, Mr. Oates. I'm not facing Prince Slime again alone, and you can shut up."
I didn't say anything.
I didn't mean you. I meant...
Look, you said you've studied vampires, didn't you? What's good for vampires?"
Oates thought for a minute.
A nice dry coffin, plenty of fresh blood, overcast skies..."
His voice trailed off when he saw her expression.
Ah, well, it depends.